possibility.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and today on The Giving Tree, we are going to explore lunar cycles and how it influences farming, women, and our entire ecosystem. And we're going to discover simple ways to give and receive within the rhythm of nature. So before we dive too much further into that conversation, where we are at as we spin through space is that we're in the year 2014 by Gregorian count and 2141 by Tibetan account, and I'm sure many other different counts based on different communities around the world. However, that will just give us a little positioning, and we can know that we're at a lunar eclipse because we could observe it tonight, especially if you're on the northern hemisphere on the North American continent. So the question is, do you notice the moon? Do you notice how you react to the moon? And have you taken some time to really understand what that means? And not just notice it in its full state, but it goes through many changes throughout the entire month, from the new moon to the full moon to the perigee and the apogee, and what that means. So before we dive in, what I'd love for us to do is just to ground and be here for a moment and take a quick moment to enjoy a song called Possibility by Vicky Lee. And as you connect to it, just ask yourself those questions. What do I notice about the moon? Do I notice the moon? And how do I feel about it? And from there, we'll dive back in.
Is possibility.
Tell me when you hear my heart, love.
Hopefully during that segment you're able to connect to the possibility of having a deeper relationship for the moon. And you might ask why. Well, there's a couple reasons. First, we're going to define what a lunar eclipse is. And that eclipse is when the moon appears darkened as it passes into the Earth's shadow. And being that we are having a lunar eclipse tonight, that I thought it would be good to define some of these terms for people that maybe forgot them or don't even notice the moon, and then we'll go a little bit deeper into how that affects agriculture and it affects our daily rhythms. We'll shine a light on a couple websites and people that are doing work around gardening, women, and space. So moon phases, this comes from moonconnection.com, and they have it real nice site as far as a lot of information, so if you want to brush up on any wisdom or knowledge, and sometimes it takes a while to commit it to memory or to know it, and the memorization doesn't mean that you know it, so when you take some time to spend digesting it, observing it, and then interacting with it, that's typically when we have that, that's what that means. So the new moon occurs when the moon is positioned between the Earth and the Sun. The three objects are in approximate alignment, and the entire illuminated portion of the moon is on the backside of the moon in the half that we cannot see. So therefore it appears that there's that dark side of the moon. At the full moon, the Earth, the moon, and the Sun are in approximate alignment, and just as a new moon, but the moon is on the opposite side of the Earth, and the entire sunlit part of the moon is facing us. The shadow portion is entirely hidden from view. So again, the moon is all the same color, but it just goes into shadow and then light. The first quarter and the third quarter means both often as called a half. Happen when the moon is at 90 degree angle with respect to the Earth and the Sun. So we are seeing exactly half of the moon illuminated and half in shadow. So that makes it a little bit easier to potentially understand, or maybe you never even knew that. So in addition, I think it's always fun to know about the apogee and the perigee. And apogee and perigee refer the distance from the Earth to the moon. Apogee is the farthest from the Earth, and perigee is the closest point to the Earth, and it is in a stage that the moon appears larger, looking at the moon in the sky without anything to compare it to. So the effects of apogee and perigee, the apogee and perigee of the moon have an effect on the tides here on the Earth. So when the moon is at the apogee, which again is that farthest distance from the Earth, it has less gravitational pull, which along with other factors that influence the tides can contribute to lower tides, lower variation in the high-low tide level. When the moon is at perigee, closer to the Earth, that is much more gravitational pull, which contributes to the opposite effect, higher tides, greater variation in the high and low tide. So if you do live near the ocean, this might be one way that you start to get to know the Earth and the moon's and sun's relationship to one another. And notice how if you feel any differences at this time of month and as you follow one whole cycle. So the moon phases, we have 13 moon phases in the rotation around the sun. And so it's another thing to keep in mind. Interestingly enough, when you look at the zodiac, it's broken up into 12, but actually we have 13 moon phases. so that might give you a little question here or there. For instance, it's 2,141 by the Tibetan count that goes by a lunar account, 13 moon phases, and the new year didn't start till March, and the end of the year. And it actually feels much more congruent if you play around with it, because it's spring, time of renewal, and we happen to be right also at the Thai New Year, which is a time of purification, water blessings, renewal, again falling in that springtime window. Chinese New Year, they started a little bit earlier, the end of January, beginning of February, but not on the Gregorian count. So as you contemplate a little bit of science there, what we're going to do right now is give you a little moon bath. This is from Massage Tribe. And as you think about just laying out on the earth as the full moon is out, even though we're going to have an eclipse, just imagine yourself, and if you can, go outside and be with the moon tonight or when inspired, and just connect with it. Take some time to breathe and pause for a moment with it and get to know it. We can't do these things fast. It sometimes takes time, just like it would take time to get to know people in a relationship. So let's just follow our breath and follow your mind's eye. Take the breath from the heart to the forehead and back around to the heart, connecting to that disc, that our mind's eye being our intuition center that is activated between the right and left hemisphere, and is often depicted as a activator with the moon. And then when we come back, we'll dive a little bit deeper into the soil. And come back to here after that moon bath by Massage Tribe. Just connecting in this moment to the possibility of knowing the moon a little bit differently and connecting to the science of it. And as we talked about the tide coming in and out, that will also lead to that gravitational pull, will lead to the amount of moisture. The tide's rising, there's more water available, and then when the tide is retracting, there's less moisture. So just in the practical speaking, that plants and seeds like moist soil, more opportunity to grow. So this will also give us an idea for moon planting. I've included a couple links below. There's many different ways to go about planting. Keeping it simple, I think, is always good. So this one I found was Keith's Moon Planting, the simplest rule for moon planting. So the new moon to full moon, sow, transplant, bud, and graft. So new moon to full moon, and I've been taught that you don't want to actually do anything till about 3 days after the new moon. Full moon to new moon, plow, cultivate, weed, and reap. And then new moon to first quarter is good for planting above ground crops with outside seeds, flowering annuals. First quarter to full moon, good for planting above ground crops and inside seeds. And then full moon to last quarter, good for planting root crops, bulbs, perennials, and biennials. And last quarter of the moon, do not plant. Again, giving a rest. Oftentimes, depending where we're living, people will just want to immediate gratification, or they might have just that space to do that, so they just go ahead and jump in wherever they're at. However, if you think about like even planting your seeds in an above ground bed at the new moon and then watch what happens by the full moon, you might be surprised and you start to see the rhythm of what's happening, and follow a full cycle and just document what happened for you, and then you'll get to know your ecosystem, where you live and what will work and what won't, and really see also what's happening with the weeds and the grasses and permaculture. It's oftentimes taught to leave what's there, or weed and then leave it there, because there's nutrients coming up. As I've mentioned in other Saturday segments on food, that the dandelions are coming up at this time of year. It's a time when they're able to give nutrients. There's Malva neglecta that comes up at this time of year, and it really reaches deep down, and it's good for the soil. It has a lot of mineral content to it. So see what's growing in your garden, and then don't be so quick to pull it out. And if you do, maybe just leave it around the plant so it can get the nutrients from it. And on this link that I have for you below, there's an example for moon planting. For first quarter, as I talked about, first quarter planting, or time from the new moon to about the half full moon, plant annuals with above ground yields, particularly leafy plants, which produce their seed outside the fruit. And that's examples of that would be asparagus, cabbage, celery, endive, and spinach. Second quarter planting, or time from the half full to the full moon, these are quarters, plant annuals that are above ground yields are vining and producing seed inside the fruit. So the examples of this are beans, peas, peppers, squash, eggplants, tomatoes, cucumbers. Third quarter planting, or from the full moon to the half full moon, plant biennials, perennials, bulb, and root crops. Crops which are planted one season, they produce yields the following year, trees and shrubs. This is onions, potatoes, rhubarb, grapes, winter wheat, and berries. Those are examples. Fourth quarter planting, or on the half to the full to the new, remember there was that break. And so this is also not just for the moon cycle, but also our cycle around the sun. Pull weeds, cultivate, let the soil settle. They say destroy pests. I don't necessarily agree with that, but maybe learn how to be one with the pests and turn sod. So, of course, you have to determine what's going on in your environment. So also understanding that depending where you are and how long it takes for a seedling to germinate, that it may take a couple cycles. It might take 60 to 90 days. And not to give up just because you don't see any progress. And other things might pop up really rapidly, and that's always exciting too. So before we go any further with how this affects the people on the planet, primarily the women, and touch on that, what we're going to do is we're going to listen to Michelle Dumond and her song called Chandra, which means the moon. And when we come back, we'll touch on the influence of the feminine and how it can be celebrated, and highlight a beautiful being out of Australia that we'll be interviewing in the near future. Just go ahead and allow yourself to think about your fruits and vegetables and beans and how they're grown, and think about the moon and see what comes up about the magic and the system that we live on, and how there's this beautiful giving and receiving within our ecosystem. And then we'll be right back after this song.
Thank you.
Chandra by Michelle DeMond, and hopefully during that segment you were able to start to connect the dots that we have something going on in space that's having a conversation with something on Earth that affects our food and affects us, because we are part of this ecosystem, we are part of nature, and we have an electromagnetic relationship with the Earth, and that does have an impact when the moon is going through shifts, even when the sun is going through shifts, that we are going to be impacted too. So the other light that I want to shine on, and we don't have that much time left to go fully into it, but we are going to be doing an interview with the creator of the site, and there's a link below, Moonsong. And this site is a beautiful site. It's done by Jane Hardwick Collings, and she has dedicated what appears to be a majority of her life to women and birthing and all different types of elements that surround that. Where I want to shine a light on is that women traditionally were living in tribes before we were so global and moving at such a fast rate, that when we were in farming communities and tribes, that women typically had their cycles together. There's a reason for this, and then they would take time to be in retreat during that cycle. Typically, it would be on the new moon. Now, with the way our culture is moving around, it's impacted by so many different things, so your cycle may be in a different location if you are a woman. So if you're listening, you might start to map when your cycle flows, and then connect to what it means for you in this day and age. We can look back to the past, but we have to remember that they were completely connected to the earth, and in a way that we're not today, because they were growing their food, they were living very simply, they didn't have all this technology interfering with their electromagnetic relationship with the earth at that time. So if you're a woman, whether you're on your menstruation or not anymore or haven't started, you can still connect with your emotional cycles. And if you're a man, the same thing. You can connect your emotional cycles, map it out 1 month, just see how you might find at certain times of month how you're feeling, write it down, and then notice what the moon's doing. Check it out. You can go to spaceweather.com. You can go to the sites that I've listed, Moon Connection, below, to see where we are in the phase schedule. You could just type it in on the Google or the Yahoo or wherever search engine you'd like to use, and you'll be able to pick something up from there. So to start the conversation, just for all of us, is to check in with our moods, our emotions, our body cycles as we go through these lunar cycles, and see what's happening. And if you notice that there's a certain time a month where you might feel more emotional, more in need of just calm, take that time, rearrange your schedule, and see if you can just take a break and be honest. Don't push yourself if you can't show up and be there 100%. It's not worth it. And there's a reason that there's this design in the system. And the analogy I want to use right now is that many people here on planet Earth have been in a car, and the car is engineered and designed a certain way. You put a certain type of gas or now electricity in the car, and it goes and it operates, and you don't ask it to operate in a way it wasn't designed. You don't ask it to be a boat. You don't ask it to fly. So just similar to that car, we, our physical biology was designed to operate with the earth in a certain way. And if we stop and realize that we might have been part of the disconnect because we've disrupted how we were designed to operate with the earth and the moon and the sun, and that's a big question, is that disconnect creating disharmony within our collective society? Would it be possible if more of us paid attention to how we were intended to operate within the ecosystem, within this mothership that we're on? Would we have more harmony on this planet? It's something to contemplate. We have impacts that we know are the sun and the moon and the earth, and the sun definitely, the space weather, and there's more and more research and beautiful beings that are bringing this science to us. The sun affects our weather here on Earth, but we also have to realize that we're impacted by that too, and what would be the most ideal set and setting for us to have that relationship with the moon and the sun. So until next time, you might contemplate that and see what happens. We're going to sign out with one more Michelle DeMoon song, and it's Now I Walk in Beauty. May you bathe in the moon and rest in the sun. And until next time, this is she signing out with a big smile, a full heart, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.
Now I walk in beauty.